for a single. Jesse Wells with Happy Mother's Day from Hell's Wells 2024. And Gillian Welch from Boots Number 2, The Lost Songs, Happy Mother's Day. Jason Isbell gave us Children of Children. Dave Alvin with K. Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, we will be. Along with The Guilty Women, Dave Alvin and The Guilty Women. Michelle Malone, Like Mother, Like Daughter from Southern Comfort. Dave Nuttycombe with Mother from Love Talk Radio. The New Main Street Singers gave us Potatoes in the Paddy Wagon from A Mighty Wind. Homer and Jethro with Mama Don't Whoop Little Buford from Fractured Folk Songs. And the beginning of this set, Uncle Bon's I Don't Put It in Your Mouth from Plain Brown Wrapper. Folks, thanks for joining me again for another Mother's Day dedicated to my late mother, Charlene, Peggy, the mother of my children, Pam, Norma, and Aaron. Stay tuned. Mortuary Mosh Pit up next.
WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to the 60th installment of Mortuary Mosh Pit, where I bring some of the best atmospheric and depressive black metal that I can find, most typically in the lobby of the radio station itself. That's where I get my best work done, but work only in the finding music for this show sense, not in the academic sense or really any other sense. So nothing really special is going on for the 60th installment in the same way that nothing much special really happens for any other installment other than, I guess, what is expected, I suppose, which is, of course, atmospheric and depressive black metal. Usually, I mean, sometimes I would do a theme, but sometimes the theme finds me, and they haven't found me a lot recently. So I've just kind of put a little bit of everything in this playlist, and it's going to start off with a song that I wanted to play last broadcast, but it had to be cut for time. So it'll be... I remember it was another Japanese artist. I think there was at least one last episode. So I believe I was trying to. I wasn't trying to make a theme or anything, but it was something that I was interested in. So the song is going to be Avalanche by Awesome Ochinchins, and I'm not going to go through the act of translating that because it's in the English alphabet. So, but if you want to, you Google it, I guess, if you want to know the name of that one. I already know, and I don't feel like saying it. From their album Nyctophobia, I believe all their albums are a series of phobias, which is interesting, except I think some of them are a bit, they're very drastic phobias. I don't know. Again, look more into it if you're interested. This is not something that I'm not very much interested in going over, just because I would have to be explaining a lot of things, and it's not something that I have the time nor the will, I suppose, to do. My will, however, is to say the rest of the tracks that'll be for this, at least this segment of the broadcast, which will be a song which it's in the Cyrillic alphabet, but it is parentheses afterwards, which names the song as Buried Alive, from the album Dimna Latva. And then also from Dimna Latva is a track named Into the Swamp. And they're both from the same album, which is translated seemingly into The Land Under the Black Wings, Swamp. They're not from the same album. The first one is from The Land Under the Black Wings, Blood. The second one is from Land of the Black Wings, Swamp. Very long subtext, I guess, or reminds me of taglines. That's what I was thinking about. It kind of reminds me of a tagline from a movie. But those three tracks together, that being Avalanche by Awesome Ochinchins, followed by Buried Alive and Into the Swamp by Dimna Latva, will be around 15 minutes, probably a little bit less than that. So I'll be back after that for the rest of the tracks in this broadcast. So hope you are here in approximately 14-15 minutes so that I can introduce and recap what I had just played. Welcome back. That just was Into the Swamp by Dimna Latva. Before that was Buried Alive, also by Dimna Latva. Before that was Avalanche by Awesome Ochinchins. So, that was a very short segment in comparison to my usual number of segments. So, that was an interesting development, I suppose. I'm a little shaken just now, just because I saw a truly terrifying string of words recently, and that had me questioning my outlook on language. I can look. Let me see if I can find it. It was a perlappin, tappin, happen, cappin, mappin, de happenstance. So if I'm no contact in a little bit, that's probably why. Before I lose my mind, I'll introduce the next couple of songs. In my next couple of songs, I could kind of just choose if I want to be really early or really late on this show. I suppose I'll just end it on its I need to commit to something. Okay, I'll end it on the last song. The last song is 15 minutes long, so it can be ended on that, I believe. The next three songs, though, are in aggregate would total around 20 minutes, so it's kind of it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of thing. So, besides more recollecting on my damnation, I suppose I can introduce you the three next tracks I'll be playing. From the Inside Out by Inquinamentum. That's what it was. Inquinamentum from their album Void. The track Inferiority Complex by The Depressed Sick. I have played them before. From their album 1962. And then the next segment is going to be ended by Longing My Life Away by Angor Anime, from their album Clycothymia. And that is all. It feels kind of odd to be introducing a segment this long in the middle of the show, approximately. So I guess I'll be doing that, and then afterwards I'll do the PSA. And then I'll introduce the last 15-minute track. What a pickle I've put myself in, huh? Tell me about it. It's story of my life. Okay, so I probably should say one thing I almost forgot to mention is that Dimna Latva, pretty interesting little an interesting little project in the way of it's interesting in regards to me putting it on this show. I mean, it has its own merits, of course, but I am willing to say that they are like black metal. Their account says that they were a mix of, I believe it was doom and black metal, post black metal specifically. And they have like a sort of, they have a aesthetic reminiscent of like almost like old, almost like classic black metal. But if you put the photos in color instead of in black and white, and instead of the forest, it's like in a, I don't even know what you would describe that sort of landscape, like very icy, just more like a tundra, I suppose. I still think that they were pretty interesting, especially for this show. I think they gave a pretty more energetic feel comparatively. So that's what I wanted to say before I play the last three tracks, or not the last, the next three tracks in their own segment, being From the Inside Out by Inquinamentum, followed by Inferiority Complex by The Depressic, and then ended by Longing My Life Away by Angor Anime. So enjoy those three tracks. I'll be back in a small eternity from now.
Everything I cannot be. I love you.
Welcome back. That just was a track that I need to exit this screen to make sure I know. Okay, that just was Longing My Life Away by Angor Enemy from their album Clychothymia. And before that was Inferiority Complex by The Depressic from their album 1962. And then before that, the track to begin this segment is From the Inside Out from Inquinamentum. I don't fully know if I'm saying that right, but like I'm getting it probably 90 to 80% right. So I think that's enough. From their album Void. So yeah, I mean, that was a really long segment, so that felt really odd to do. I think I had a pretty interesting... I don't think that the three tracks were, like, extremely different in the way that they would constitute differences in genre, like post-black metal or black metal or something like that. I believe, though, that within their own, like, within the concept of the genre that they all shared, they all did it a little bit differently, mostly just in the vocals, which I think is something that's a little nice. Something that doesn't happen when you do, like, the same artist back-to-back, which I usually do, or like I did with Dimna Latva earlier this episode. And moving on to what will be the last track of the broadcast, and also, coincidentally, the last segment of the broadcast. It's not a coincidence. I had to make the decision approximately like 20 minutes ago. So it will be Join Me With Suicide by Nocturnal Depression from their album Soundtrack for a Suicide, Opus the Second. So that sounds pretty awesome, if I have to say. I was looking for like songs that I should play for the radio. The playlist that I have named that, and I'm like, oh, there's a song from Nocturnal Depression in here. Sweet. And it's 14 minutes long. I feel like that would definitely would fill in the time I need to do. But then it turns out I was playing a bunch of songs that were particularly long, like the last three, which were all over 6 minutes. And then I had a schedule that actually turned out pretty well. We'll be playing most of it, at least most of it within the hour. So I'll be playing Join Me With Suicide by Nocturnal Depression from their album Soundtrack for a Suicide, Opus the Second, or Opus 2 if you want to use Roman numerals like that. In a moment, I'll just be playing this PSA first. So hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll probably be here next week, even though I probably shouldn't be. And hope you enjoy the one that will probably happen next week, regardless of if I should be doing it or not. So enjoy.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Thank you. Thank you.